Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, April 8th, 2024. So, on this eclipse day.
A memorable day in history.
A memorable day in history. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be a sunny solve?
It was. I did it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did it. And after yesterday, I'll take that as a victory.
So, yeah, it was a fun Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with it being Eclipse Day and having an eclipse theme, it just seemed all the more appropriate.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised to see that they had worked that into there. But somehow they managed to.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly the central part and point of the crossword was the eclipse.
Yes.
So why don't you expand on that a little bit?
If only there'd been animation. No, I'm just kidding. Since it was a Monday puzzle, it was pretty simple. But there were a number of themed clues that were kind of related to the eclipse, although you didn't really know until you got down to 46 across. What they were talking to or referring to. The first one was 17 across. 1971 Cat Stevens hit that would be apt to play during a 46 across. And that was Moon Shadow. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
I do too.
I'd hum a few bars, but we'd probably lose listeners right, left, and center.
Uh-huh. And then we had 23 across. 2007 Santana hit that would be apt to play during a 46 across. And that was Into the Night.
That one I don't recognize.
Mm-hmm. And then we had 36 across. 1997 U2 hit that would be apt to play during a 46 across. And that was Staring at the Sun. I don't know if that would be apt to play or not. But and of course, then 46 across, the answer was Total Eclipse. The clue, though, was interesting because it was event across the U.S. on 4/8/24, or today, and with 57 across, 1983 Bonnie Tyler hit that would be apt to play during a 46 across. And so 57 across was the rest of her epic hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Sure, I don't remember that one either, but I'm
you
sure
you don't remember Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I.
Oh, that was a big hit.
Okay,
that was a big hit.
Was it as big as?
And the music video that went along with it was very, very strange.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I remember that well.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, yes, it all comes back to me. No,
no,
it doesn't.
No, I can't sing. My throat is still a little,
good point.
A little scratchy.
Yep.
But anyway, that was the theme. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This was by Peter Gordon.
I just wonder how many months in advance he had to prepare this.
Well, I think that was a forward thinking on his part, thinking, you know, like, there's going to be an eclipse this year. Maybe I should do a puzzle.
Of course, we don't know when he did it. You know, maybe like April 1st, he was like, whoa, this would be great. Just give me an hour.
I don't know. I think this one took a lot of thought.
Well, certainly to find all these cool songs, that was clever. I mean, Moonshadow was inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's because that's what an eclipse is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess if they did play 36 Across Staring at the Sun, they'd have to be saying, they'd have to have like someone singing in the background, don't.
Yeah.
Don't be staring at the sun.
Yeah. Cautionary tale.
The rest of the grid was straightforward, as you would expect for a Monday.
Right.
The 6 across, government agent targeting counterfeiters in dated lingo. I went for G-Man before T-Man.
Oh, uh-huh. I guess, went for Rico.
Really? Rico?
Mm-hmm.
Or Repo?
I thought it was Rico for.
I mean, that's an act that you can be convicted of racketeering, right? That's the Racketeering Act, I believe.
Oh, well, isn't counterfeiting kind of racketeering?
I'm not sure. I wonder if we have any lawyers listening. If we have any lawyers listening, anyone whose name ends in Esquire, if you could please let us know, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, we would appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
But T-Man makes much more sense because it says government agent, not government agency. So.
Well, no, I said G-Man. I thought G-Man was another kind of...
It is. That stands for government.
But anyway, we had 10 across petty quarrel. I went for spat.
Me too.
Because I think we'd seen spat.
Yes, we have.
On the awful crossword that was yesterday's. And,
but no.
Okay, not awful, whatever.
It wasn't spat.
It wasn't spat. It was TIFF.
TIFF.
Actually, no, you know where I saw spat? I believe I saw it this morning in categories.
Oh.
Another New York Times puzzle that I like to
We have work had on. Spat before, though.
Yes.
Many times.
Let's see. Comedian Kevin.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I take it he's funny. He's got the name comedian or the title comedian.
He is a funny man, I think.
We had 40 across radioactive element discovered by the Curies. I thought they discovered radium.
I did too.
Apparently they also discovered polonium.
I've never heard of polonium.
Well, I mean, they were Polish, and so I guess that's probably why they worked polonium into the name.
Perhaps, yes. But yeah, I thought right away, radium, but no. Polonium.
I wonder if that was their motto. If it glows, we'll find it. let's see here. Shown to the door was seen out.
That's right.
That was a little unusual. And 43 down, tube that uses gravity to transfer liquids. I was not really reading properly. I thought it was going to be a pipette.
Oh.
But it was a siphon.
That's correct, yes.
And
right next to it. Olympic fencing event, 44 down.
Yes.
Epee.
I presume that whenever they have like American crossword tournaments, they have epees being sold by vendors. And of course, all the snacks are Oreos. We can only hope.
Yep.
Let's see. 19 across, Spanish painter Joan Miró.
Miró.
Joan Miró. Did you know Joan Miró?
I did, yes.
I could sort of tell by the way you confidently announced the pronunciation. Yeah, I did not know. Is that any relation to, who was that? Ezros that we had yesterday? Ensor?
Ensor.
Yes.
No.
No relation between Ensor and Miró?
No. Okay. I believe he's Spanish. Miró.
We had another artist, 32 down, the cartoonist Bill, who created the family circus, Bill Keen.
Good old Bill Keen.
Bill Keen and Joan Miró will often get together.
Miró.
One day I'll learn the pronunciation, but this is not that day. We had 55 down, state with Arches National Park, Utah.
I knew that. I've never been there, though. I would love to go there sometime.
Be a good place to do a crossword, I hear.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So
maybe that could be the theme.
I think so.
Arches.
Mm-hmm.
Famous arches.
All right. Well, I think that's probably it. Not a whole lot happening in the grid other than the really fantastic theme.
That's right.
So by Peter Gordon. Well done, Peter.
Yes. I wonder if Peter lived in the path of the theme, if he was actually able to see the eclipse. After writing a crossword about
it. Or maybe drove to it. I was reading someone on Facebook was like, I haven't seen an eclipse forever and I should go there, but it's too far to drive. It's like, really? So, sort of sad.
Mm, yeah.
But we do have listener mail.
Mm-mm.
So we'll wrap it up with this from Jesse. The impossible Saturday, but no complaints. Hi, Gene and Mike. So glad to hear Gene's voice again.
Oh, thank you.
And much thanks to Mike for taking on solo duty in the interim. Of course. I thought I'd take the opportunity after battling Saturday's puzzle to share my personal definition of a crossword win, as I think our individual interpretations of legit versus cheating are a fun part of the NYT crossword experience. I agree. Here goes. In my solving world, I only allow myself a gold star if I solve 100% on my own merit, or if by listening to Gene and Mike in the morning, an answer I was stuck on is revealed. with the added challenge of remembering said reveal after a long day at work. Wow. Puts a lot of pressure on us. If my puzzle remains unsolved, I allow myself some Googling, but only after enough time has elapsed where I know I'll only earn a blue star, and I try to only look up what I think the right answer is, as opposed to looking up the answer directly. A confirmatory lookup. Mm-hmm. I know all about those. Admittedly, Saturday was just a lost battle despite my silly self-imposed allowances. However, unlike the cranky crowd and wordplay, yes, they were a little on the peevish side. I enjoyed the attempt all the same and am perfectly happy knowing I have many levels of crossword expertise left to conquer. Thanks as always for the great podcast, Jess.
Oh, that was very nice. Yes, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Jess. That was terrific. And I should point out, by the way, whenever I sound like I'm cranky, like I'm yelling about the Sunday crossword, I don't really mean that, just to be perfectly clear.
Maybe a little.
I do not mind. I mean, if it's you know, completely and totally unfair, it's just like, we're going to put four or five Spanish words from 13th century painters in a corner. Then I get a little bit on the cranky side. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm entitled to do that. So,
okay.
All right. Well, that was great, Jess. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And if anyone else would like to do what Jess just did and drop us a line, we would love to hear from you. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday. And that was well done. that will be arriving in no time. So make sure you gather all your friends and relations about so that they can participate. And we'll be back again with that, as well as our analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.